This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across the country. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now across America and around the world, too, listening to us via satellite, plus our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, starting to mail tonight for delivery tomorrow. Let's not also forget in that mix the Uber, the Lyft, and the taxi drivers out there, keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the goodies we got over there. All right, 7 past the hour, and here's Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. Hey, kiddo.
Oh, good morning, Captain. Wow.
Wow, double wow.
Yeah. Your show's already been wow. This is Friday, the Friday show. So for anybody new, it's the last regular night of the week. So I just kind of have a little spotty things to say because it's been one of those wow weeks. And by the way, anybody who missed the Captain show last night, he put everything into it. It was such a 5-star rating. And let me tell you, you really need to podcast and listen to it. He put together such a show. You're going to hear all your favorite songs and everything else. Also,
patriotic songs.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I wasn't playing the top 40 last night.
No. You played one kind of new little cute one there. I don't remember what it was. But
My Town.
Yeah, you snuck a new one in there that I
My Town, yep, because I was talking about small town America.
That's right. Anyway, Captain, it takes a lot of work, people don't know, to put together a show that long, and out of the ballpark, for sure. And then also, I just want just a few things tonight to kind of end the week. That's been one of my favorite weeks ever in history, of course. We know that. It's so very patriotic. But, you know, a few years ago, I did a lot of patriotic things. I went much deeper, and I think we need to stay on the founders once in a while because everything revolves, our independence does revolve around them. So even though the Revolutionary War ended in 1781, a lot happened since then. We had to get our Constitution put together, and there's where George Washington comes into, by the way, more. And that happened around 1789, so I'll be getting into that for y'all that you don't. It's quite interesting. I told the captain, I brought out all my books again, and we can never forget those that gave their lives. I don't. So anyway, also a special hello to, I don't know if they're online because a lot of people are out of town, but still they may be listening out of town. So to Dan, our man from Indiana, to Flip. Oh, if Flip's listening, I'm line dancing. Now I'll tell him about that next week. To Catwoman, to Road Dog. And now, I know that there were many requests that came in and people calling me, which I could not return yesterday. Obviously, it was an extremely busy day for me. In fact, it was extremely busy, being the 4th of July. So to all of you, I will be calling you back this weekend, so don't worry. None of you were emergencies. So, but also to Irene and Bradenton, God bless you, my dear. I know you've been waiting, and I will be calling you this weekend. You, God bless you. And remember, everybody, God takes care of everything. In the meantime, if I can't get right back to you, you know what? Just go to God. Everybody can pray to God, and he hears you. As long as you're sincere, you're not asking for the wrong thing. I always have to put that in there because I'm thinking, I better watch out what I say here because if you ask for the wrong thing, I'm not responsible. You know, we have to ask for God's will. I even for myself, it's hard to remember. Always in my prayer life, ask for God's will to be done in my life, because I don't sometimes know what's best. Who among us would, you know? So I'm piled up with things for next week, and that will be special blessings. I know, but they were not as important this week, but I will be doing one or two next week, and then I'm going to get back into some of the Constitution, because I have not brought that into how that came about. And then, of course, there's a whole lot of other messages. If they're not patriotic, then I've got so many messages. Captain, you should see my place. I've got to clean it up. I've got so many piles of messages to give yet. So anyway, hopefully that there'll be ones that you want to hear, some maybe, some not. Okay, let me end tonight, this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful time of the year, which is so patriotic, with the third and fourth verses of America the Beautiful. I keep this out because I just cry all the time when I read these words. And, of course, to hear them, it is much better. But like I told the captain, people would all leave the show if I tried to sing. So I'll just say the words, and then you just play them in your head, you know? Okay. Oh, beautiful for heroes proved in liberating strife, who more than self their country loved, and mercy more than life. America, America, may God thy gold refine, till all success be nobleness and every gain divine. Oh, beautiful for patriots' dream that sees beyond the years, thine alabaster city's gleam undimmed by human tears. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Hard not to cry when you know, when you read and see the pictures of our heroes, how they gave so much for our freedom, our liberation. In liberating strife, who more than self their country loved. My goodness, my goodness. And mercy more than life. And I'm going to be giving more stories, because I'll tell you something. It gets deep about, and we need to know this. We need to know what they gave. And one thing they had in common, because they were all different, religions. Many were Catholic, many were Episcopalian, but they had a deep faith in God, and they trusted each other, and they worked very hard to get along together, because they had differences. What is wrong with America? Nothing, except that the people to the left need to kind of come to the right a little bit, I'd say. You're missing out. So anyway, God bless you all until I talk to you again. And remember, I'll be calling a lot of you over the weekend. Thank you, Captain. God bless you so much.
All righty, Miss Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. Yeah, the people on the left need to make a right turn real quick and realize that it's all about America, stupid. I'll use the words of James Carville. It's all about America, stupid. And your version of America is not America. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Thank you very much, Kathy. A little Steppenwolf bringing you in here. Born to be Wild. I remember that one. Oh, yeah, buddy. All righty. Well, this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at Relief Factor. And, you know, some of you know the story, some of you don't. In my particular personal situation, I've been shot, stabbed, blown up, burned, buried alive, and broken a lot of bones, all in the line of duty, both in the military and in the fire service. And right now, after all those injuries, arthritis is my worst enemy. And I was taking, for about 10 years, Mobic and Flexerol to help me moving around and with the pain that I was under and all that sort of stuff, because I live in pain. It's just a question of what the threshold is every day. Sometimes it changes. And when it gets cold or when it gets damp and starts raining and all that, anybody that's got arthritis will tell you that we can predict the weather, plus it starts to ache and hurt. So I tried that for about 10 years, and it had some after effects in it, some sidewards effects, if you will. And I told my doctor, since I've had it with this stuff, I'm going to get rid of it and go to something different. What can I take that's non-generic that'll still do the job? They said, well, the toughest stuff you can take, the strongest, is probably Aleve. So I took Aleve, and it was recommended I take it 2 in the morning, 2 at lunchtime, 2 at supper time, all with a meal each time. But the problem with that is you might start bleeding internally, and if you get a cut, it bleeds a little bit more than what it should, you know, that sort of thing. So then I heard about Relief Factor. And when I heard them talking about the fact it was drug-free, all natural ingredients, help with inflammation, help with pain, help with joints, all the stuff that I was having trouble with, I said, well, 1995 starter pack, we'll see what happens. Guess what? It worked. And it's still working because I still take it about 3 years after when I started it. So why don't you, if you're having problems like I did, why don't you check out Relief Factor by going to my website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Click on the logo link that's there. Or go to the website, ReliefFactor.com/Captain. ReliefFactor.com/Captain. And give it a try. $19.95. And when you do, I want to know how it's working for you. Because I know a lot of people, I've had people ask me in my travels, does that stuff work? Well, yeah, or you wouldn't hear me talking about it. That's the way it works. I use a product. I drive a vehicle. If it works, I tell you it's good. If it doesn't, I tell you it's not. It's that simple. So there you go. And good morning, LJ. How you doing? Good morning, Susan. Good morning, TJ. Good morning, Teresa. Good morning, Bob. Good morning, Lynn. Good morning, Christine. Good morning, Robin. Good morning, Wendy. Good morning. Good morning, Kenneth. And good morning, Blanca. And one more here. Good morning, Denise. Not our Denise, but another Denise. I'll chime in here. I just saw messages. I can't get to them, but I appreciate you sending me, and I'll look at them here either during the break or after the show. Now, you know, Richard Nixon, and some of you in the audience may be young enough, you don't know who I'm talking about, but for those of you that remember Richard Nixon, he ran 5 times for either president or vice president. And he said that he ran to the right to win the Republican nomination, but then back towards the center in the general election. Now, in 2004, George W. Bush and Karl Rove reinvented presidential campaigns, discovering the undecided independent voters had shrunk from 20-plus percent to single digits, they concentrating on turning out their own base of voters, and it worked. And later, campaigns have followed this sometimes ugly but effective strategy. Now the Democrats have got a real mess going on. Their early energy was all from the far left, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris. But then into the race, late entry candidate Joe Biden, who is more moderate, though he's being pushed left on issues such as abortion and climate change, he came roaring in there, got himself a double-digit lead, and now, as of this week, that lead is down to 2 points. Kamala Harris has barnstormed right up in there, 2 points below Joe Biden. Based on the presidential debates that they had last week down in Miami. Now, a lot of people take a lot of credence in what you see in those debates. And that's a good thing. But Joe Biden is his own worst enemy. Open foot, insert mouth. You know, some people say open mouth, insert foot. I'm going to say in Joe Biden's case, it's open foot, insert mouth. Because no matter what he does, this is like, I don't know, what, the third or fourth time that he's tried this. He just can't seem to get it right. He just can't seem to get it right. And he continues to do things that just absolutely are mind-boggling. So, will he be the Democratic challenger to run against Donald Trump, as he says he's the one that the only one that can beat Donald Trump? I don't know. But I will tell you this. There are many, many people on the left side of the aisle that are saying Donald Trump, that the candidates that are there right now, not one of them can beat Donald Trump. Many on the Democratic side of the aisle are saying that. And it has a lot of merit. It really does. Cory Booker, can he beat the president? I don't think so. Kamala Harris, well, it depends on how many lies she tells to get to where she's going to be. Because so far, what we're finding out is the people that are running their mouth about all sorts of things, including, I might add, the Betsy Ross flag, which, by the way, I saw Betsy Ross flags yesterday everywhere, not only in my neighborhood, but in the portions of St. Petersburg and Pinellas Park and Largo that I was driving around in yesterday. I saw a bunch of Betsy Ross flags. And this is part of what was said yesterday by Senator Bill Cassidy. Listen to this.
Nike's going to come out with Betsy Ross themed shoes. Colin Kaepernick tells him not to because he associates Betsy Ross with slavery. Now, this ignores the fact that Betsy Ross had nothing to do with slavery, that she was actually a woman. What does Colin have against women? A woman who interjected herself into a history dominated by men, and when she interjected herself, it was a statement about freedom that led to freedom for Colin, for me, and for you. I hope Nike is more concerned about the accuracy of history and a common American heritage than kowtowing to someone who really does not understand history at all.
Now, as a result of all this, there are not one, but there are two different kinds of sneakers that are going to be produced by another sneaker manufacturer. One of them will be a red, white, and blue sneaker. It'll be a little different than what the Nike thing was because they can't copy it exactly because that would be copyright infringement. And the other one is a Blue Lives Matter sneaker supporting police. Those will be the two newest sneakers you'll see out soon, available just about everywhere. And that's come as a result of this. Now, if Nike was smart, they would tell Colin Kaepernick to sit down and be quiet because they have made a calculated decision based on something that they thought was politically correct, which is going to come back to bite them in the butt. There are already people who have said, that's it, I'm no longer buying anything at all that's Nike related. How's that going to work out for them? How is that going to work out for them? Not very well. Not very well. By the way, we're headed to our break here, bottom of the hour. And when we come back, we'll have our first military and the veterans news segment. So don't go anywhere. A lot more coming your way. And again, if you want to opine, Kathy is going to tell you how to do that.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump speaks at the 4th of July celebration on the National Mall in Washington, D.C., but first...
You could feel this earthquake 2 hours away into Los Angeles.
That's California Congressman Republican Kevin McCarthy as a strong earthquake hit Southern California, a 6.4 in the town of Ridgecrest, 150 miles northeast of Los Angeles. The quake being felt as far away as Las Vegas, McCarthy telling CNN...
We have some fires going because I know we're checking the hospital in Ridgecrest.
President Trump delivers remarks at the 4th of July celebration at the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C.
Today we come together as one nation with this very special salute to America. We celebrate our history, our people, and the heroes who proudly defend our flag, the brave men and women of the United States military.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our first military and veterans news segment, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, with two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., the other one is in Clearwater, Florida. And in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a career as a certified aviation maintenance tech. Here's more.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, folks, make no mistake about it, the National Aviation Academy is the place to check out, especially if you're in a dead-end, go-nowhere job. Their website, naa.edu, naa.edu, or you can give them a call at 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. Schedule a tour, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You'll get the white gloves treatment. All righty, well, obviously, at the top of the list with the military news is the tremendous
display, exhibit, and event put on by the president yesterday, showcasing our military, showcasing our F-35s, our F-22s, our F-18As, the new Marine One helicopter, the B-2 stealth bomber, the Apache gunships that we saw, the Ospreys with the Marines flying in formation, the Coast Guard with their fixed-wing aircraft and their helicopters. By the way, I'm so glad for the benefit of the Coast Guard that they went first with the president's praises, because they don't get enough credit for what they do. And I worked with the Coast Guard for years, not only on the Great Lakes, Lake Ontario, and got involved in some rescues with them, because whenever they had something in our district, whenever we had something, sorry, in our fire district, and we had to call in the Coast Guard, they were there, we were there, and we would ride out in their cutters. We had a boat, too. We would sometimes go out with our boat, whatever the situation might warrant. And then when we had to bring their dust-offs down from the military dust-offs from up in northern New York, from Fort Drum, we'd have to work with them as well. And it was all really, I was so impressed with what the Coast Guard did. But kudos to the military. Great job yesterday. And we on this program appreciate what the military does always. You're always in our thoughts and prayers, and we certainly are proud of the job that you do keeping America free and safe. Now, six of the 4th Infantry Division soldiers received medal upgrades for their responses to an insider attack on a meeting attended by a 4-star U.S. general leading the NATO mission to Afghanistan. The attackers were there, obviously, to go after that general, as well as an Afghan general who they killed, who arguably was the most powerful figure in the country's south, with 2 American officers being wounded. Now, kudos to them for their actions that they did to repel the attack, because obviously the Taliban, who did this, was going after our American 4-star general that was there, plus the Afghan general and some of the other leaders of the military. Now, soldiers with the 82nd Airborne recently conducted tests of the Army's newest offering for a compact sniper rifle, and they liked it. So you will soon hear about the Army getting a new sniper rifle. By the way, we've just found out a junior Navy officer was amongst the 11 killed back on June the 21st with a skydiving plane crashed on Oahu in Hawaii. What a shame that was. Cindy McCain, the wife of the late Senator John S. McCain III, was given a cherished memento, the commissioning pennant for the guided missile destroyer that honors the legacies of her husband, his father, and grandfather, the USS John S. McCain. And the USS Stethem is returning stateside after conducting a 14-year deployment with the 7th Fleet. After 14 years in the Indo-Pacific region with the 7th Fleet, the USS Stethem is returning to San Diego to operate under the 3rd Fleet once more. And I'm sure the crew of that vessel will be very happy to hear that. By the way, the Truman Carrier Strike Group is going to replace the Eisenhower Carrier Strike Group for an upcoming deployment. The Truman has been wrapping up maintenance and conducting post-maintenance sea trials. They're getting ready to put to sea. And once they get over into the area, the Eisenhower will leave. The Truman will take their place. Now, I want to mention about the Navy and Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher, a highly decorated Navy SEAL who will not receive any jail time for his conviction of posing with a 17-year-old militant's corpse. He did, however, get reduced in rank. He went from senior chief petty officer down to petty officer first class. He also loses, I believe, a month's worth of pay out of the deal. And he also is eligible, come to find out, for retirement in about 3 weeks. And his attorney yesterday put it out there that he may seek taking his 20 years and retiring and going about doing whatever it is he's going to do next in life, which might not be a bad idea for the young man. Might not be a bad idea for the young man. He's still young enough. He could have a second career, or maybe write a book, or maybe be a consultant, or go on a tour, or whatever. But Eddie Gallagher, finally, justice was served because he did not, and it was proven, he did not commit the murder that he was accused of. Also, Iran has warned their European partners in its faltering nuclear deal that Tehran will increase its enrichment of uranium to any amount that they want, throwing that in the face of Europe. Now, I'm not sure exactly what their total intention is here for that, but obviously, they think it's going to hold some weight. And if Europe is smart, they'll just ignore Iran and say, okay, let the sanctions do what they're going to do. Let the sanctions do what they're going to do, and we'll see what happens there. Now, also, the Air Force, to avoid burnout, the Air Force just made some special duty tours a lot shorter. The Air Force announced that airmen in some special duty or instructor positions will have a year cut from their current tour lengths. That's a good thing. The 366th Logistic Readiness Squadron at Mountain Home in Idaho, the Mountain Home Air Force Base, is employing old equipment from the 1950s, which is helping them to quickly refuel the F-35 Lightning II. And if it's old and it works, if it's not broke, don't fix it, right? There you go. By the way, Lieutenant General Jim Slife took command of the Air Force Special Operations Command. He succeeds Lieutenant General Brad Webb, who will now serve as Commander of Air Education and Training Command. And congratulations to the general on that one. And a year after Marines were told to quit feeding an alligator that lived near their barracks in North Carolina, Camp Lejeune, there are reports of huge, funny, strange-looking snakes at a North Carolina base that have prompted officials to reiterate their warnings against pets, scaly or otherwise. Wow. I've seen pictures of these things. They look strange. But anyway, it is what it is. All righty. Going to take a break. We're going to come back with our next highway and byway report for the truckers. And Denise Simon is just around the corner after that. Okay, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, it is your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
CCR, born in a bayou, bringing you in this hour with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J truck stop. By the way, it is not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Got some really good stuff there to offer. Great food, great amenities, and great services. Full service truck stops they are. Now, the weather sounds like this. Isolated severe thunderstorms and risks for flash flooding will be possible Friday into Saturday from the high plains into a portion of the Midwest. Now, the main threats from the severe thunderstorms will be damaging straight-line winds and hail. In addition, record-setting temperatures and enhanced wildfire risks is forecast for much of the areas where the high heat is forecast, and I'll get into that in a minute. Let's start with the severe weather that I'm looking at right now. Now, I told you last hour about South Dakota. I thought the storms were moving to the east. They are, very slowly. Right now, the storms along I-90 are probably in the central part of the state in South Dakota, and they are over towards probably 50 miles, it looks like, from the border, from the state line with both Minnesota and Iowa. So coming your way, it looks like Minnesota and Iowa, slowly but surely. Now, in the meantime, down in Nebraska, half of Nebraska tonight is under severe thunderstorm watches, warnings, flood watches, flood warnings. You've got some really bad weather. It looks like you're having in that direction. The eastern part of Wyoming, along I-80, east of Cheyenne to the end of Nebraska, you have got a severe thunderstorm moving along with you right now. In the northeastern part of Colorado, severe thunderstorm watches and warnings there right now. I-76 going up to I-80 in Nebraska through Colorado. I-76, you're going to have some bad weather there. It looks like right now there are thunderstorms in the area. The northwestern part of Kansas right now, halfway across the state, you've also got severe thunderstorm watches and warnings there. Now, along I-70, east of Kansas City, over towards Columbia, Missouri, you've got severe thunderstorms moving into that area. Be advised that there is some heavy rain, flooding involved with this too. And the new addition up there right now is what's going on in Michigan. Right around Detroit, Michigan, in that area of the southeastern part of Michigan, you have got a heat advisory for high heat today. Temperatures over 100 to 105 degrees in that area, which will make it very uncomfortable. Also, in the southeastern part of Pennsylvania, around Philadelphia, around Trenton, New Jersey, around Wilmington, Delaware, a high heat advisory there. Same scenario with the temperatures. But be glad you're not in the panhandle of Florida, in the southern part of Alabama, southern part of Georgia, southern part of South Carolina, southern part of Mississippi, southeastern part of North Carolina, and most of Florida, where the high heat warnings today for heat temperature indexes anywhere from 100 to 105, some areas 105 to 110, and some areas may go above 110 degrees with the heat index, especially across southeastern Alabama, southern Georgia, and the southeastern part of South Carolina, around Savannah, Georgia. So think about that for a second. Think about that for a second. And that's the way the weather looks today. Now, keep in mind, your Pilot and Flying J truck stop brings you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Make sure that when you see one of those that you truck on in there. If you haven't been into a Pilot lately or a Flying J, it's not your daddy's truck stop anymore. You'll find an Arby's or a Chester's Chicken, a Dairy Queen, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, a Wendy's, and a Flying J's. There'll either be a Denny's, a Huddle House, a Moe's Southwest Grill. Could even be a Dunkin' Donuts in the big old Flying J's right now. But check them out. You'll find out that it's not your daddy's truck stop anymore. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Did you enjoy the celebration of America, the birthday of America, yesterday in Washington, D.C.?
Yes.
Wasn't it great?
You know, it's just gratifying, you know, just to see some real loyalty and pride. We don't get to see that, but, you know, once a year, and then this took it to a whole new level. So
it was not patriotic. There was none of that in there, even though the mainstream left, the media, and the progressive left was trying to say, oh, it's going to be all politics, and he's going to stand up and do this, and I did this. He didn't do any of that. He praised the military, praised America. It was like a history lesson.
Yeah, CNN had their critics on that.
I saw that, and I flipped it over to CNN right after that, and I heard them call it bizarre. Yeah. And I thought to myself, yeah, you're the guys that are bizarre. But anyway,
here's the thing about that. There's an awful lot of people here in the United States, because of bad education, that don't know some of that history now, do they?
No, they don't.
All right. So there you go.
The high schools and the public schools are not teaching what we heard the president talk about yesterday. For example, I can remember learning that George Washington read the Declaration of Independence to the troops before they went into battle. I can remember that. But I asked a couple of kids that I ran into later if they'd watched the celebration, and they said yes. I said, did you hear what the president said about George Washington? Yes. Were you told that in school? No.
Okay. And then, you know, we have a lot of new people here in the United States, certainly mm-hmm. over the last 10 or 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
In Washington, D.C., and around that area, mm-hmm. you know, Virginia, Maryland, they're completely unaware of this. And then you have to compare it. Do any other countries do what we do, celebrating?
Not to my knowledge. Germany might to a certain degree, but I don't think they're in the same category at all.
Well, hat tip, for this event.
And I was so happy to see that the Coast Guard was put up on a pedestal to begin with, because we've got so many Coast Guardsmen right here in our backyard, so many Coast Guardsmen right here that it was. And by the way, that aircraft that was flying up there, that CH-60 was flying over there, was from right here in Clearwater, Coast Guard Air Station Clearwater. How about that? Yep. All right. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. Going to do the top of the hour news break, and stations will have a chance to identify themselves. But Kathy's going to tell you what's going on.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.